John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and had come from God, and he was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it round his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped round him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterwards you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Amen. Amen. Well, please keep your Bibles open. We'll be looking at that passage in more detail. Now, we live in a world that celebrates achievement. I think sport, it celebrates victory. Superstar athletes, game shows, they celebrate brains and winning lots of money. Our press, it celebrates beauty and glamour. And so we have messages like, "You do you," or "Follow your dreams." You know, as if our dreams were the only things worth following and achievement was the only thing worth aiming for. And it's all glorious, isn't it? Go big or go home. And we know this creeps into our own lives, into our churches, success, image, impressiveness, visual glory. We want to be someone, don't we? Someone known, someone others are impressed with. And yet at the heart of our faith, we have a man stooping down to wash dirty, smelly feet. Jesus with a towel round his waist, on his knees, rinsing away the dust. I think this image sits in such stark contrast to the glitz and glamour we think is best, doesn't it? So how are we to live? Are we to head upwards like the world or head downwards like our Saviour? We know we want to follow Christ, but our pride, our sin, it just rears its ugly head again. Sure, loneliness. Yeah, it's good for them, but not for me. I'm set for greater things. And so to head in the right direction, in God's direction, we need to look once again at the cross, at Jesus' cross. Now, if you remember, we've just been spending a few weeks looking at why Jesus died, and we've used Jesus' threefold office. That's the truth that he's our prophet, our priest, and our king. Now, as Jesus dies, as we saw a few weeks ago, it's definitely his priestly work that is right at the foreground, as he, our perfect priest, offers the perfect sacrifice for our sins, if you remember. He becomes sin for us. He takes our sin, the punishment it deserved, and we're forgiven. But as he dies, so his kingly office and his prophetic office are there too. 2 weeks ago, we saw how as he dies, he crushes the enemies of our king. As our king. And this week we're going to see how as Jesus dies, he's also our prophet. Actually, what's going on is Jesus is preaching to us. He's teaching us. He's showing us God's will for us. Here in John 13, he's acting like Old Testament prophets. He's using a sign, a physical act, to preach to us the meaning of the cross. He washes their feet. The greatest king does the lowest job for love. Okay, if you remember nothing else from from this morning's sermon, then remember that. The greatest king does the lowest job for love. And his sermon's application, well, it's do as I have done. Verse 15, for I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. But we'll get to the example in just a moment. Because there's a danger here. There's a danger that we get things in the wrong order, the wrong way. We put the example first. And as John retells this story, he's keen that we get it in the right order. So to start, we need to understand Jesus served us first. Jesus served us first. This is where it all begins. And it always begins like this, doesn't it? Living rightly in a world begins with God, with his love.